The Spectrum, a phase 3 randomized clinical trials in stroke, has not been previously characterized. Randomized clinical trials, otherwise known as RCTs, provide the most reliable evidence to guide the management of stroke and reflect the interests of the stroke research community. I'm Carmen Lev Jenkins, managing editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Robert Hart, corresponding author of the manuscript What's New in Stroke? Phase 3 randomized clinical trials of 2002 to 2014, which is published in the July edition 2015 of the International Journal of Stroke.
I'm Robert Hart, and I'm a professor of neurology and stroke medicine at McMaster University in Hamilton, Canada. I've spent my career doing clinical trials in stroke, and hence my interest in a survey of the state of clinical trials in the recent stroke literature.
So what was the purpose of identifying the spectrum of phase 3 RCTs, and why is it important?
Phase 3 clinical trials are those that are designed to exclude or establish the efficacy of an intervention as well as assess safety. So phase 3 clinical trials are the subset of generally large clinical trials that most often change practice. So we focused on phase 3 trials as those that we would say are game changers as far as clinical practice. Maybe to go back, when I was starting out in stroke trials in the 1980s, if we had three or four phase 3 trials per year, it was a cause for celebration. It's what's happened over the last 25 or 30 years has been an explosion in stroke research. It was my impression from reading the literature, such as published in the International Journal of Stroke, that there was a lot going on with phase 3 trials in stroke, but there was no single place to really look and get the full spectrum of phase 3 research. So it was this impression that things were much different than when I started out, but yet there was no place we could go to really see what was going on that inspired our review.
So how many randomized controlled trials were included in the search, and how many participants overall? Like, so what kind of range did it cover?
Well, we decided to look at phase 3 trials that were published between the years 2012-2014. And to do this, we used the Cochrane database of randomized trials and supplemented it with searches of Ovid and Medline. And we uncovered hundreds of potential trials, and the four co-authors looked at them individually to see if they met criteria for phase 3. We ended up accepting 34 phase 3 trials that had been published over 36 months. So about one phase 3 trial in stroke per month, with a total number of 85,770 participants.
What were the search parameters and methods?
We used the parameters of stroke and randomized trial, and we did not use phase 3 because we determined that many times the search engines didn't record phase 3, or it wasn't recorded accurately. So our search included randomized trial stroke in the time restriction of 2012 to 2014.
So what were the conclusions of your study, and what does it tell us about the stroke research community?
We found that 34 trials that were phase 3, and that is aimed at changing clinical practice, were published in this 36 months. So it confirmed the anecdotal impression that there was a lot going on in stroke research. The probably the most interesting thing to me was that when we looked at those that were either definitively negative for a currently used treatment, so maybe to stop, trials don't have to be positive to influence management. So if there's a treatment that's currently being used widely and a clinical trial proves definitively that it has no clinical benefit, well, that would influence practice as well. So it's not only positive trials that influence practice, but definitively negative trials testing commonly used treatments are perhaps equally important. So when we looked at positive trials and clinically negative trials that were definitively negative, almost 40% of the 34 trials had a direct impact on patient care. So that was higher than I would have expected, and it was very pleasing to see that trials had such an impact. Other findings were that the source of the trials were from all over the world. So most of the trials, 22 out of the 34, were international, and that is, they were carried out in more than one country. But in those that were from a single country, China led the way with four trials. So the emergence of China in phase three clinical trial in stroke is something that's recent and I think very interesting and positive. I think the other thing that surprised me was that of the important trials that changed management, a minority were funded by either the pharmaceutical or the device industry. I had the concept that big, important trials that cost lots of money would be those that influence management and were primarily from pharmaceutical or device industry support. But it turned out that smaller trials funded by government organizations or non-government health organizations were more frequent and had more effects on clinical practice than from the from industry sponsored trials. So that was a bit of a surprise.
Well, look, I think we've covered all the things that we really needed to talk about. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Bob?
I might say one of my co-authors, in looking this over, we were very favorably impressed with the scope and the robustness and the importance of phase three trials. And he opined that this must surely be the golden age of stroke trials. And I think that caused a smile and for me to agree with him when, again, I think of the trials that we had during the 80s and early 90s. Stroke research has blossomed. It's international. It influences practice. So we think that our findings really validate the work of the international stroke research community.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Robert Hart, author of What's New in Stroke, Phase 3 Randomized Clinical Trials of 2012 to 2014. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. With your support, we can influence the burden of stroke globally. Please consider becoming a member.